What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service and the gang's all here.
Hey, I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have a very special guest, Mr. Ralph Sutton. What's good?
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Listen, he has a radio voice, in case you haven't noticed.
Yes.
I think I have a radio voice, too.
Shut up, Stephanie. We all do. But before we get started, you know, let's just plug everything that you have, because you have your sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, the SDR show, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll
show.
Not
to be confused with STD.
Right. No, it can be confused with that. We were number one in iTunes Comedy in March.
Get
about 200,000 listeners a month right now. And I have a nationally syndicated rock radio show called The Tour Bus on about 50 stations. Mm-hmm. And I, every month, write a ridiculous article about dating in the modern world as a single old man.
I've read some of your articles, by the way. And by the way, I just want to say, me and you have something in common, because Appetite for Destruction is one of my favorite albums, too, from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Congratulations.
I do like rock music, too.
I do, too. Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite. And Aerosmith and Bon Jovi.
The stuff that's very popular that we know.
You don't have to rock it up for me. I also am a big hip-hop and R&B guy.
We're going to rock it up for you.
I was in you're all too young for this, but I was a breakdancer in the movie Crush Groove.
No, you weren't.
I absolutely
were. You were in Crush Groove?
I know what Crush Groove is.
Yeah.
That's hip-hop.
Yeah, I was I was only about hip-hop till I was about 18.
And then what happened?
I decided,
oh my God, I'm going to go look for you in Crush Groove.
I started getting laid, so I started growing my hair long, and I started getting into rock and roll.
So you think long hair and rock and roll helped you get laid?
In the 80s, absolutely.
Hip-hop, not so
much. Not so much.
They were like,
breakdancing wasn't really working.
Not for me.
All right, now, one of the articles that I read that you wrote, you know what? Before we get into that, I want to talk about something that Gigi actually texted me about. Gigi's from Philly.
Oh my God.
Right? And there was a story today about this guy from Philly. Apparently, he was a boxer, he was a little hard up for cash. And
is that why he did it?
Yeah, listen. They said he got a message on Facebook saying, hey, you know what? We want you to come do a porn. And we'll pay you. And he was like, okay, you know, I'll do it. He came to New York from Philly, went to the Bronx, went to some address. And he says he took a pill and some vodka. All right. And doesn't remember anything else. And next thing you know, he's in a gay porn with two other men.
With two dicks in his mouth at the same damn time.
Was the pill provided to him when he got there?
I guess they gave it to him.
He said they gave him a pill. He said, and he did an article with the Philadelphia Daily News. Now, mind you guys, this is a story that has been going around in Philly, you know, for a good month or so, three weeks to a month or so now. So he decides, I guess, that he wanted to tell his version of the story.
Because the movie's
Daily
about
news.
To come out.
He goes to
the movie's
news.
Out.
Then on the
you want to see it?
News, he says that he doesn't remember anything. He remembers waking up on the train at 30th Street Station, and he had $4,500 tucked in his pocket.
But I don't. At least they paid him.
How don't you remember your booty hole being
right?
Like, you think it'd be walking funny.
Wasn't
on the train.
It sore? Wasn't it? Oh no, because he's used to that.
Here's a screenshot if you just want to get an idea.
Oh, that's my friend Tony. No, I
and you know he's one of those. Oh no, I'm a straight man. I got 10 kids. I fuck hoes. I'm a boxer. Nice. I'm going to beat y'all up if y'all call me
gay. Nah, he's very gay.
Is he in the middle in this video?
Which one is he?
He's the one giving head. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, he's far too engaged to not be understanding what's happening.
Listen.
That's what I think.
When he's being penetrated from behind, he says, come on, that's all you got.
Oh, come
like,
on.
Like, he wants it.
I've never said that to anybody. come on, that's all you got.
That's all you got.
That's how guys are when they get fucked, because that's how guys talk.
Don't I know it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I mean, had he not been to the Philadelphia Daily News with his side of the story, it would have gotten forgot about, it, and it would not have went viral. He went to the Philadelphia Daily News. It ended up front page on a newspaper today, and now the whole world knows. Oh, it was a Philly thing.
He couldn't let it die. Let it die. That's when you don't comment.
We would have not known about what.
And he tried to say that he never seen the tape. He said it wasn't me. I never saw it.
He said, first of all, no, he said when he agreed to do the porn, when he got there, it was naked women walking around.
Right.
So he's like, oh shit, it's going down. Give me a drink. And I don't believe it either. And they give him a pill.
He's taking a pill.
Oh, so he's saying that they didn't tell him to give him to do a gay porn.
Yeah,
they
he's claiming that they just said to do a porn.
Right.
And he got there and saw women and thought that it was, you know, regular.
If
male
it was like
female
a super
sex.
Famous boxer, maybe I'd believe it. But some half known boxer, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
They're not gonna go through such elaborate ruse just to get this guy naked.
See, no, the thing is, they're digging up now, they're doing their investigating. Now everybody wants to dig into his social media accounts.
Dig into his butt.
He claimed that the
14 of his porns. He doesn't remember.
He claims that the Facebook page that he was messaged on, all of a sudden he forgot that password, so he can't go back
and he's really forgetful.
Find the message. Right.
And I was then, drugged when I made my Facebook password.
No, and the way he was getting fucked in the ass, he would have been bleeding if it was the first time.
Well, so people
thank
started
you.
Going and checking.
I didn't get fucked in the ass.
There's another picture floating around with him and two other men that are not the same two men that was in
and
the
he
video.
Was sucking dick like a pro. You can't
two
do
at
that.
The same damn time.
The first time I sucked dick, I ain't know.
Yeah, I
two
sucked
meats.
At sucking dick.
They were calling him Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur.
Like, all of the memes just came out of nowhere today. It was so funny. It was like everything on social media was talking about this guy. It's so sad. I feel sorry for his kids.
I'm not going to lie. I don't watch gay porn, but I watched this porn. I watched some of it, and it was kind of hot.
So you would watch, like, you know what? Somebody said gay male porn is not, you know.
It was sexy. I'm not going to lie, because I like, I'm into the look of these guys. They are like athletic black guys, you know. Mm-mm. But it was kind of sexy.
Only thing
but
is
I'm
they're sucking
weirdo.
Dick.
I'm a weirdo. I think it's kind of hot.
Find,
wait, I
did
think
you
it's
find
hot.
Watching a guy suck two dicks at once as a turn on?
It was kind of, I didn't think I would, but I was watching it and I was like feeling a tingle.
Yeah, I just watched it and felt a tingle.
Right.
So
right? Right? Yeah, he did look at it. He's like, is that him in the middle?
I looked at it uncomfortably too long.
So I just want to, for the record, none of us have had sucked two dicks at once, right?
No,
unfortunately.
Okay, not this week, anyway.
Simultaneously. Now, Ralph, I got to ask you, have you ever blacked out?
Have I had sex with black chicks?
No, blacked out.
Oh, yes. Have I ever blacked out in my life? Once, and it was from, what's that? Oh, God, I'm forgetting the name of it now. The drink that is like illegal for years. That you had to like pour sugar on.
Everclear?
Absinthe.
Oh, absinthe. I have a bottle of absinthe at home.
That, but it was just,
you're supposed to like burn sugar
this
over.
This was real. And that's also, by the way, fallacy. You're not supposed to do that. It's just in the movies. But that was the only time I ever blacked out in my life. And it was like 20 years ago.
I got my bottle from Slovakia and I still have it.
Mine was an original, like a real bottle. And that's the only time I don't remember. I would say an hour of my evening, but an entire night, that's never happened.
Yeah, my friend actually had absinthe one time, and she said she ended up naked in a bar dancing on the table.
Oh, my God.
So I'm scared to open my bottle.
Instant stripper shot.
Yeah. It's weird, because it's actually real traditional absinthe is poison. I mean, there's wormwood in it,
right?
And that's the one that reason why Van Gogh cut his ear off, because it screwed with his head so
it's very artsy to drink absinthe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did people tell you, like, oh...
No, I was home with a chick. We just wanted to try it together, and it was actually, it's a name-dropping idiot thing to say, but she used to date Marilyn Manson, and Manson gave it to her, so we decided to try it on New Year's Eve, and that was when I blacked out.
Was it a good experience, like you would do?
I mean, it was fine. I'll do absinthe now. It's like, oh, I'm never going to do absinthe again, but
I should have bought that bottle tonight if I would have known this story.
I don't mind it. I mean,
nobody
I like
wants to black out tonight,
like
Angie.
Huh?
Nobody wants to black out tonight.
Oh. I don't want to end up in a gay porn tomorrow with these two guys over here.
They're like, no. Would you, if you were in a gay porn, would you be in the middle or on the end?
I would say that logically, if I had to pick it, I'm going end.
Okay.
I'd rather go in than have someone go in me.
Right. I mean,
because if you go in, it's not necessarily gay.
Oh,
can you
gay.
Do gay porn and not be gay?
No.
Said, no, I remember
because
I watched.
Check. If you're getting
I
an erection,
I think that this guy should just come out bisexual.
If
he should just be like,
erection,
I'm bi.
Then
so
you're,
what?
You're
that's
turned on. You're turned on if you're getting an erection.
But he has 10 kids, and he said he's about to get married to a woman.
I have a friend, and this he's going to kill me if he hears this, but he's a trainer. He's my actual Krav Maga trainer, right?
Okay.
His landlord is closet gay, married with three kids, but gave him three free apartments in the building.
What?
One he rents out to someone else, one he uses for a training studio, and one he keeps for himself, and he pays $300 a month rent, and he's getting all three apartments.
Damn.
Because the owner is gay and just likes having him in his building, and it's closet gay. He just likes looking at this really good-looking dude.
You know your friend is sucking his dick, right?
Probably, but
yeah, your
funny.
Friend is definitely... Listen, FYI...
You don't get all
is,
of that
fine.
Free shit.
A good deal. I would
so it's okay if you're getting
bucks.
Three apartments.
I'm a subject for three apartments.
I think most people would in New York.
Right, because the rent is really high and he's getting income from it. Your friend is not just getting that to be looked at. I just want to let you know.
Nah.
He's definitely like busting it wide open.
That's fine. Hey, if it
for
works
sure.
To the white meat.
But the reason why I said that, the owner, the guy is married with three kids.
Right.
And it's a closet
that's
thing.
Money.
So it's what it is.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about your history, because I know you used to be a strip club DJ.
10 years.
10 years you were a strip club DJ, and you did an article about, you know, dating a pole princess.
Yes, yes,
I did. And Gigi and I were talking about it, because Gigi worked in the strip club as well.
She probably hated it if she read the article.
Well, she didn't agree with some things, because the one thing that you said on there was not to spend any money, because then people will look at you. So you were like, don't spend any money, because then she's going to always look at you with dollar signs.
Absolutely. And she's going to disagree because she wants to make money as a dancer. Well, but the truth is, if once you spend money, you are a customer. And that's the end of it. There's no other way. There's no other logical statement. If you're spending money, you become a customer.
Now, Gigi, tell you.
That's a fact.
So what I did not know prior to meeting you was that you were Caucasian and that you worked in the Caucasian strip club.
So it's different
there's
rules.
There's a difference. Yes, there's a whole different world. So I agree with the white girls, because they're always going to be like, he's my customer, he's my regular, you know. Even if they fake fall in love with you, at the end of the day, you fake are still their regular.
Absolutely.
Now, in the black club, it's a whole different story.
Right.
You got to break a bitch off in order to get if you ain't making it rain and making sure she got deposits and red bottoms, then guess what? She only
do they make it rain in white strip clubs?
No.
Very rarely.
No.
Very. No.
Stephanie worked in a white strip club. Yeah, hold on. Stephanie worked in a white strip club.
See, no. I would feel disrespected if somebody threw money at me like that in a strip club.
So what do they do?
For sure.
And they pass you $100 bills and you go in the champagne room.
$100 bills and you go to champagne room. You make your money.
I didn't know that.
It does happen. It happens, but not as much.
Not as much.
Yeah, once in a while, and they don't call it makers, they call it a shower.
A shower. Right, a shower. Yeah. Money shower.
Sounds way nicer,
yeah,
right?
It's not,
money shower.
It's not
to take a
rain.
Bubble bath.
He showered the money all on me.
Yeah.
All right, so what's another difference between a white strip club and a black strip club?
Besides. I can't answer that because I've never been in a
club. We got to take you to one.
You guys should take me. I would love
it. Oh, my God. Yeah, we have to take him to one.
Music is like number one.
The black strip club is more of a regular club with naked girls and money.
Exactly. Like,
do they have lemon pepper wings in the white strip club?
They have
sushi. They have 5-star steak meals. They have 5-star restaurants.
No lemon pepper.
In the Bronx, like Sin City, has a really good steak.
There's levels.
There's levels.
There's the truck stop ones.
But there are ones that, which is hilarious. There are in like the Midwest and stuff, that are strip clubs like behind a gas station, which is hilarious.
Like the truck stop one.
Yeah, those are really hilarious. But
there's
always
some that are connected to motels.
Right. And they're just basically like houses.
Yeah, they're like little brothels.
In New Jersey, there's go-go, so there's no strip clubs. You can't be naked.
They don't take their clothes off.
You know, but then there's either go-go or completely naked.
And then they can't serve liquor.
Yeah. You could bring alcohol.
You can bring your own bottle if the girls can get naked, but if the girls can get naked, then...
Bring your own bottle sounds nice.
If they can sell alcohol, then the girls... Listen, the club that I worked at, the most of the time when I was in the white strip clubs was Cheerleaders, which is actually the same owners own Vanity Grand. But that was when I worked there, it was a bikini bar. Okay. So we were not allowed to take our clothes off, but we were allowed to
grind.
Yeah,
I could see Gigi working easily in the white strip clubs.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Is there more money in the black strip clubs?
There was more money in Magic City because it was Magic City.
Right,
because
it was a really popular number one.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what about as far as tricks? Like, do the white strippers do... In the white strip clubs, do they do like the Gigi had her snack?
That was another difference for me.
You're working too hard in the white clubs, and another thing, in the clubs that I worked in, we weren't allowed to do floor work.
We could only wear gowns. Like, we had to wear gowns.
This sounds like some bullshit.
This is why all the white strippers go and get big tits, because they just shake their boobs.
Yeah, you just be there.
This sounds like too easy.
We used to have like a little intro. We'd always, the first thing I would tell a girl when they got there, first thing's no floor work.
No floor work at all.
No floor work.
You can't
Why
be
no
floor?
But
floor.
What's the point of that? Why no floor work?
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with that rule, but I was cool with it.
That's trashy. It's trashy.
One time,
and laying on your back and shit.
I was in a club. I was working in a club in Jersey, and a girl went up on the pole and flipped upside down. Right?
That's incredible.
And as she did it, her wig fell off. And her bikini bottom fell off.
Oh, wow.
So in a go-go bar, all of a sudden her hair
fired.
Comes off and her cooch comes out.
You're
one
fired.
Of my favorite moments.
And she wasn't supposed to.
She got tipped, though, I bet.
Yeah, sure, she made a lot of money.
I think that's crazy, because when I go to the strip club, I'm like, if y'all ain't going to do no pole work and be lazy and all of that, I can't even.
It's a different world, because in the white strip club, it's all about going into the champagne room and getting thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We get paid by the hour to be in a champagne.
And yeah, and we're like prancing around in gowns, like down to our
gowns. Stage, it's looked at as this. It's a very simple thing. You tell the girl when you're on stage, it's advertising, and that's it.
Yep.
You're but there to say, hey, look at me, go take me somewhere.
But Ralph, we're going to take you to get some lemon pepper wings. We're going to take you to the strip club.
I love big booty holes. We're going to make it rain. We're going to pop some bottles.
Are these white girls getting like fake butts now, too?
And you know, I have not been in a strip club in a long time, but I do hear that that's very common now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, here's another thing I wanted to talk about. We were looking at, you're not going to know who she is. It's this chick, Black China, right? And she's the one that has a baby with Tyga, and Tyga's dating Kylie Jenner. But now she's dating Future. Now, Future is...
She's for sure dating him, right?
Well, she got his name tattooed on her hand.
She had like, but maybe she was thinking like Future, past.
They've been
past.
Hanging out. They've been hanging out. No, they were together.
He got a tattoo. She was with him.
She got the tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she got the tattoo.
And they've been seen in a couple different cities, a couple different parties.
I never even know.
And everything. They've been seen together, like together.
And he put on Twitter earlier today, I'm single.
Oh.
You know, I don't read these. I don't pay attention to the gossip. I'm single.
I don't like rumors, is what he said.
Yeah, I don't like
y'all
rumors.
Know, he said, y'all know I don't like rumors.
Right. Now, let's talk about tattoos, because they say that's kind of like the, it's a jinx when you get somebody's
name. It is.
Name
I agree with that.
Tattooed. Do you have anybody's name tattooed?
I have three.
Oh, my God.
I have three of the same person.
I don't understand a lot of this. I gotta say one thing.
Stop.
I have three of the same
Stephanie,
person.
Hold on. One
so
second. Stephanie, first you. I already know. We're going to get to Gigi in half a second.
I got my son's father's name. It's covered, though. It's on the back of my neck. I have my ex-boyfriend on my finger. And then I have my other ex-boyfriend on my ribs.
Let me see.
And they're all there? They're all finger. Visible?
Where like, is this it? One, yeah. They're not all visible. The one
I
on
just
my
don't
neck
get
is
it.
Probably the least visible. This one is
all right,
really
can
visible.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, my gosh.
How long were you dating before you said, okay, I'm going to do this?
Okay, this one, I was with him. I was with him for like a year. I was with him for like a year.
Was it his idea or your idea?
No, before I did it, we were probably dating like 10 months.
And what about the rib one?
Not even a year,
the ribs one?
The ribs one, I know him since I was a kid. I know him since I was like 10 years old.
But you didn't do it because you knew
each other. No, we were dating. We were dating for like a year.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that my name is tattooed on your ribs?
Your name is Ralph?
Yes.
I just got a lot cooler.
I got his first and last name, though.
His last name.
So if you guys hooked up.
And my son's father.
You already have his name tattooed?
My son's father. I was with my son's father for 8 years. And I actually got it after we broke up.
If I were you, I would only date guys named Ralph. Because it makes it so
I'm covering this stupid ass tattoo on my ribs up. I already made the appointment. I'm covering it up in a few weeks.
You're covering it up?
Yeah,
he's in jail right now, by the way.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Wow. And we broke he's out. Probably dating someone named Ralph right now.
Exactly. No,
to Ralph's.
No, I'm only kidding.
No, she's like, no, please don't come home and get mad.
I'm sure he's not.
Now, Gigi, let's talk about your tattoos.
Yes.
You covered some up, though.
I covered two. There's still one left.
You have three.
Yes.
So she covered two up, but they're all of the same person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all the same dude.
Yeah.
That's not as bad, I don't think.
The first one I got after 8 months. It was to prove my loyalty.
He made you
do it.
Let
me ask you.
That's the one on my finger.
Is this the guy's idea? I want you to tattoo yourself to show how much you like me?
No, it was my way of proving to him that I was here to stay. Mm-hmm. I got that one on my wrist. And then after I got it, I saw a different design. And I'm like, fuck, I should have got that. So for his birthday that same year, I surprised him with that. That one's also on my rib.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting something tattooed because I just have a million of them. And he mentioned, you always getting some fucking ink. You need to get my name again.
He's like, I have it twice.
So I'm like, yeah, I have it twice. Why would I get it again? And he's like, well, get something. So I got his initials on the back of my neck. So when we broke up, I covered the one on my wrist with the picture of myself, a portrait of me as a geisha. And then I covered the second one on my rib with a black rose for this dying love. And then the one on the back of my neck, I never covered it because I don't have to look at it and nobody sees it because my hair is long, so I don't fucking care.
Nah, I covered the
one.
But
now you're back together.
But now we're back together.
Oh,
right.
Oh, my Lord. That's great.
So now what? Would you get another one?
Once I become Mrs.
Once y'all get married.
Yeah.
I can understand
that's what I'm going to get.
If you're married,
if I get
like
his name again, it's going to have Mrs. in front of it.
Okay. I mean, the one, my son's father, I did it for my son's father, and we were together for almost 8 years.
Do you have your son's name tattooed on you?
No, I have his birthday tattooed on me.
I have my daughter's name.
Okay, that's good enough.
Yeah, no, that the first time I got.
I'm so confused by all of this.
No, the first time I got. Just for the record. No, the first time I got one of my boyfriends tattooed on me at the same time I did my son.
Okay.
Because I just feel like if I'm going to do that for a guy, I should do it for my
kid. Would you get
your
son's father covered up?
I got his, oh, I got his covered up. Okay. Yeah.
Do you
I got
have
his
any?
Covered
no,
up.
No, I don't have no tattoos.
I'm getting the one on my finger removed and I'm covering up this one in like a week. I'm just waiting for the tattoo artist.
Now, Ralph, as a man, if you're dating a woman and she has her ex's name tattooed on her.
I think you're both going to hate me for saying this, but I'm going to be honest.
What?
I think the girl's an idiot when they get a tattoo of their eyes.
I think so too. I don't hate you for saying that. That's the truth.
I don't hate you for it.
No, and let me tell you, the first two I got, I surprised the guys. The last one, he knew I was getting it.
If a girl surprised me by getting her name, I told him, I was like, I'm getting a tattoo. I would break up with her that day.
You would?
Because it's crazy.
But what if you left her and she left you?
It's crazy. It's not. They should know me good enough to know that I would not want that.
No, but
you don't. You wouldn't look at that as like she loves me.
It was his BBM icon for a long, his BlackBerry Messenger. Remember?
This one,
yes, I remember.
I'm going to go down as this is just a black white thing that I don't understand.
Probably. Girls do that all the time.
Yeah, but like, whenever they do, I just look at it, it's a negative thing. Unless if it's your son's name, something that's never going to change, I understand that.
But if you're already married, like how?
Maybe 10-year anniversary. Fine. But other you're than stuck that, with that person after 10 years. I just don't understand it. It's just like I was listening to your episode with Mia Isabella, okay? And you guys talking about how it's just accepted to be a side piece is the term. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that.
Either. So you've never been a side piece, Ralph?
Either
all
be,
the women
you've
dated?
Very simple. Be in an open relationship where whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. Or you're committed, one or the other. Don't just accept, my man's cheating once in a while.
But you know what it is, Ralph? For you guys, it is that...
I will call
y'all,
my man.
Guys want everybody to be loyal to them.
While they go out and do
they break up with that dude.
But they try to do stuff and you don't know and then you find out.
But you seem... The clips
you never cheated?
I've cheated once 20 years ago. Now in my life, if I'm not happy, I break up with the girl.
Sheesh.
End of story. If you're not happy, why are you... All you're doing is very selfish. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for yourself if you're cheating on a girl.
Right.
If you're not happy, you either discuss it or you break up. End of story.
Because some people say all men cheat.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that either.
Percentage-wise, how many
when
men...
When I start thinking about cheating, I either am going to have a conversation, break up with a girl, or tell the girl we got to start doing threesomes. One of those three.
Percentage-wise?
Nice.
That's a good one. Percentage-wise, how many men you think cheat?
I think it's probably the same for men and women.
You think so? I think more men cheat than women.
Men cheat when they think they can get away with it. Women cheat when they're missing something from the relationship.
That's true.
That's the end of it.
But I think that it's harder for women to cheat when they have kids. Like once
for both of them, I think it's harder.
No, I think for women it's harder because I have friends that used to cheat so much, and then once they had a baby, it was like when they're not at work, I'm with my kid. I don't even have time.
What does that say about the person? B, if you meet a guy and he already has someone else, right, and he's cheating on that girl with you, and then you start dating them,
right?
It's just gonna happen again.
How you meet him is how you keep him. Is what they
so
say.
I don't understand any of that. To me, it makes no sense.
So what about you? Do you want to be in a monogamous...
I want to be... I definitely would love to be married and have kids. But until that happens, I'm not going to stay home and twiddle my thumbs.
So you haven't gotten anybody pregnant ever?
Never. Well, actually, when I was a kid, like 20, the girl I was dating for about 3 years, while I was wearing a condom, got pregnant. It may not have been mine, for all I know.
Yeah, if you had on a condom and it didn't break.
Well, condoms break. I have a... I'm 6'6".
It didn't break? Okay. Yep. So, portions.
I would say that we got an abortion. That was the only time it ever happened. And I still am not 100% sure it was mine, but whatever. I was dating her at the time, so I took the ownage that probably mine and got her. But since then, I have not had sex without a condom in 20 years.
You haven't had sex without a condom in 20
years?
Amen to you. God bless you, sir.
And when I have threesomes, I switch condom. The condom throughout the age run.
That's a lot of
the box. It's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Respect the box.
What a gentleman.
And it's funny because afterwards you just see like, it looks like a condom store vomited on my floor.
There's
just
condoms
everywhere. Condoms everywhere. It's ridiculous.
So you can like bust and then go again and then bust again and then go again.
I can do it easily twice in an hour. But I would usually, I wouldn't come right away. If I'm with two women, I'm going to make it last as long as possible.
Okay. All right. So is it
for you girls right now?
So is it like a real compliment to a woman if you don't last long? Because some people say, if I don't last long, that's a compliment to you.
No, I think that's a cop out for guys that come too quickly.
Yeah, I think so too.
But you never had that happen when you tried
it's happened. Well, my favorite story ever was back when I was DJing in a strip club. There was this gorgeous Brazilian girl that I was like infatuated with. 5'11", long hair, just gorgeous. And we go into my car at the end of the shift.
We go into my car.
And we start fooling around, and I was so turned on by her. And this is so embarrassing, but who gives a shit? I came before anything happened. I came in
you
my
didn't even,
pants.
You didn't even.
This happened to right? me before.
And what I said to her all of a sudden was, I acted like I got morals. I said, you know what? We're going too fast.
I don't
want to
do this.
I want us to take time. Let's go out to dinner.
I know you were so mad at your dick.
I was, but I pulled it off. And then we ended up going on a date. And, you know, then she never knew.
And your pants were all wet.
Well, she couldn't see. It was like late at night. It just happened. It's just something that happened.
That is so crazy that you busted off before.
Yeah, just from fooling around.
I licked someone's penis and he came.
That's awesome. That's great.
I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I was making out with a guy and he came before we didn't even have sex or anything. And not only did he come, but it hit him in the chin.
That's great. I fooled around with a girl.
What? You did.
I went it down. Did. I was going That's to go hilarious. Down on a
he
girl
was like,
one.
Shit.
That's
While
funny.
I was pulling a girl's pants down, she came before I even got to go down.
Oh, yeah. Or it was a yeast infection.
One or the other.
No.
What? Or both. Maybe both.
Have you ever had it?
We were like going at it and I was ready to, you know, and I grabbed it and I liked it. Sometimes I like to go from the bottom and work my way up and then go back down.
Too much anticipation.
And then I went and I got up and then I couldn't get all the way up and he was like,
That's
and
great.
I was just like,
you gotta love that.
Damn it, I've ruined it.
It happens to the best of us.
Party over. Everybody also, go home. Grand opening, grand closing.
The guy logically could say, look, give me 10 minutes. I'll be good to go again.
Listen, we rolled over, went to sleep, and we never tried to have sex again.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know. He was like, just give me one more.
No.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw this book. They did like an unauthorized biography about Rita Ora. And she talked about when she was 14 years old, she had sex for the first time with a guy who was 26.
Oh.
Wow.
And she was like, listen, I don't feel like anything was wrong with that. I don't feel like anything. I wanted it. You know, I felt sexy about it. Mm-hmm. No issue. No problem.
I've been there.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I lost my virginity around the same age. I think 14, 15 years old. And my boyfriend was like 24, 25.
Mm. I think weird. I was 15 and he was 23.
Wow. And you?
I mean, today,
we were the same
adult.
Age.
I was 17.
No,
I
didn't
19.
Lose my virginity to someone that old, but I was having a sexual
no,
relationship
I lost my
with
virginity.
Somebody that old when I was that young.
I was 15 or 16, and he was the same age in school.
That's
as me.
Normal.
We both didn't
that's
know what
normal.
We was doing.
But I honestly, today, you know, as a mother and an adult, I don't think that's okay.
I don't think
a 14 year old girl should be having sex with a 24 year old man.
Weird.
That's weird.
Definitely not okay. And you know, back then, had my parents or somebody found out, they could have pressed charges, get him in jail and all of that. But
absolutely.
How about this? The flip side to that coin is, he, no pun intended, instilled a lot in me.
He instilled a lot in me.
He taught me a lot about being a woman and being
But it's just, it's not right for
it's
someone
not right
that's
at
just
all.
Not right.
It's
I don't
not
care
right at
what,
all.
He, what kind of life lessons he gave
He's slightly responsible for making me into the woman I am today. As bad as that situation was, if it wasn't for the relationship that me and him had and the things that he taught me and told me as a young woman, I wouldn't be the same woman.
So this is a guy that was like, okay, a guy's got to spend money. He's got to do this. He's got to take care of you.
Don't ever let him play you. You're worth so much more than da, 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 da.
Yeah, but you were 14. What the hell do you know? I mean, I just think that's so weird. I don't know.
It was very weird.
I think after 18...
Mm-hmm. All bets are off.
I think all bets are off. I think
and
18
and
60 is fine.
Up until the age of like 23, 22 for me. I was like 22.
Honestly, wow. I don't think that 18 and 34 is okay.
I think anything over 18 is fine as long as both parties are understanding and okay with it.
I don't think so.
I'm the mother of a 19-year-old daughter, and if she came home telling me she was dating somebody that was like 23, 25, 20, I would...
23? You'd have a problem with that?
23 and 19.
19, 23, no. No, that's too low. But like 25 or older, I would feel like
I
would be side-eyeing him.
Like,
what do you see
over
like
26, 27 for a 19-year-old is no good.
That's what I'm saying. 25 or older. If she came home with somebody 25 or older, I would side-eye the fuck out of him.
Yeah. All bets are off. That's my opinion. If you're smart enough to make your own decisions, you can vote, you could, you know, do everything else, I think it's totally fine.
You go to college, you're away from home, you live on your own.
As long as you're not mentally challenged, you know, at that point you make your own decisions.
Now what if you are mentally challenged?
I have a friend. I have a friend who is we're around the same, she's actually a couple of years older than me, and she has a daughter that is around the same age as my daughter, and we just recently via social media found out that her daughter was dating a guy that was in his 40s.
Whoa.
And we all had
it's his name Ralph.
His name is Ralph.
We all had his wife. And you know, we just made sure The mom didn't know. Another one of my friends found out and, you know, confronted the mom and told her, like, listen, if the shoe was on the other foot, I would want to know that my daughter is messing with somebody this old, and especially because he's a creep.
Right.
You know, and I know him, and I know he's a creep.
What did the mom say?
I just want you to know. I mean, you know, she had to talk with her daughter or whatever, and, you know, whatever.
Now the mom is dating him.
What I'll say is this, though. It is weird. It is weird if you want to date a girl. I'm 45, right? If I'm dating a girl that's 19, that is definitely weird.
Right.
If I end up having sex with a girl that's 19 for fun, I don't think there's anything.
I think that's a terrible thing to say.
I mean, it's legal.
It's legal. You're not breaking any laws.
But I mean, you know, that girl, you might just be fucking that girl, but you might.
No, but don't lie to that. Go and tell that girl, you're the girl I'm going to marry. Don't lie to her.
But even if you tell her you're not the girl I'm going
to
marry,
he has daughters that are older than her.
Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying.
There's a lot of 19 years that go to Dubai.
I'm just saying, listen. No, but listen. It's just at 19 years old, you're going with the flow. It's yes, everything. You know what I mean? Everything is cool. But when you go home, you think about it. You know, like as a female, a young girl, I've been there. You know what I mean? Listen. Like, it's okay in the nighttime. When you wake up in the morning, it wasn't okay.
But there's some 19-year-olds that are more mature than 30-year-old women, to be honest.
I was that 19-year-old.
Right.
However, my daughter is not.
When I was 40, I had sex with two 20-year-olds.
Minnie G is not that
very
girl.
Innocent.
Yeah, she is.
Like my ex boyfriend told me
she smokes a little weed in the house.
He had a threesome.
You get in trouble for that.
But my ex boyfriend told me that he had a threesome with two women. One was 19 and the other one was 22. Mm-hmm. And I told him, you're disgusting.
Right.
Like, you're nasty. And I'm like, what did y'all do? Like, was she like sitting on your face and the other one like riding you? And he's like,
that's
no, they were
pyramid,
like,
by the way.
He was like, no, they were like taking turns sucking my dick.
It was like a contest.
And he's like, yeah, one of them was in love with me, but you know, she's a whore and all of that. And I'm like, you see, like, that's a mistake.
Sir.
That's the woman's mistake. The man loved
it's
it,
the
but that's a woman's
to do
mistake.
That. If a guy, here's the thing. If a guy is honest mm-hmm. and says, this is for fun, I'm dating other people, then it's fine. If they make that decision, it is fine. If you lie to a girl to get them in bed, that's wrong.
Yeah, right. I agree.
And I think after 19, 18, it's legal. Mm-hmm. By New York standards, you cannot get arrested. There's nothing wrong with it. I was just saying, when I turned 40, it was my goal. I had sex with two 20-year-olds on my birthday, which is New Year's Eve.
40.
And then you were like, I'm going to the club. You can't get in.
Yeah,
you can't. 40, 40, 21.
That literally, one time, this is horrible. I had sex twice in my life, four girls and me, right? Ooh. And we were walking. This is when the first time Obama got elected. So it was like a big celebration in New York. Everyone was in a great mood.
Orgy. Right?
So I was walking into a nightclub with these four girls, not knowing that one of them was 19 and she couldn't get in the club. Wow. So it was a very hot club. We all walk in and one of them waits outside. We're inside. Everyone's like, where's the other girl? And I was like, I don't know. We're outside. I'm like, why are you not in here? She's like, I can't get in.
I'm 19.
Why not? She's 19. And in front of like 100 people trying to get in, I went, you're 19? And the whole place started laughing.
Obama needs to change these laws to get into the club. Now, are there things that you like now that you never would have thought you would have liked in the bedroom when you were younger?
Oh, of course. I think everybody changes as they get older. You know, when you're a kid, you're just happy to be near a vagina.
Right.
But as you get older, you just like... In life, maybe when you were a kid, you go to a deli, you order a turkey sandwich, mm-hmm. and you're just happy with whatever comes. But as you get older, you're like, I want it the low-sodium turkey. I want Dijon mustard. I want it only lightly toasted.
Yeah,
you
I
get
agree.
To
as
learn
I get older,
like.
My taste changes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You start to learn what you like and dislike. I remember at 23, the first time a girl put her finger in my ass, I freaked the fuck out.
You were
out.
Like, I'm not gay. Clench
it up. She's like, no, it's going to feel good. I promise you. I'm like, I don't want to find out if it felt
right,
that made me
I don't want to love it.
I thought it made me gay. Now I'm all for it.
Right.
I'm all
Look
for it.
Look at Gigi. She's like, woo!
Well, finally, we got a man who admits
right.
it.
Any man that says that they don't like that is, they definitely has some homophobia in
them. Or they haven't tried it.
They haven't tried it.
Right. Because it's where all the nerve endings are.
Right,
that's
of course.
That's where it's at.
If gay guys were miserable having anal sex, they wouldn't do it. There's obviously some
oh,
sort
man,
of enjoyment.
Oh, man, I'm gay. I gotta do this.
Yeah, I'm miserable having anal sex.
Bite the bullet.
So I'm gonna assume that has to do with getting your asshole licked as well.
Oh, I'm all about that. This is a
lip service first.
Yes,
because me and Stephanie always talk about licking booty.
Yeah, and
is it black guys?
No, never, ever.
Am I the first white guy that's been on the show?
Is he the first black?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I bet you that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get, yeah. That's why. First one, I, for instance, the two black dudes here are way cooler than me. They just look so good looking.
No, but
cool.
I'll tell you this.
I have no problem. We don't get our ass.
No. But cool I have to say, you know, I don't have sex with white guys. I like Puerto Rican guys and black guys.
Damn it.
You've never had sex with a white guy ever?
I have, and it's just not my taste.
I have had sex with almost every race.
Yeah, no, it's good, but, you know, I prefer a Latino man or a black man.
I have to say it's
the black guys that like, you know, they like fingers in their ass. The black guys that I've been with,
does it
you know
help they're, not
gonna admit it. They're not gonna admit it.
Homophobia, like they're like homophobic.
Don't even go near there. Don't even breathe near there.
Dios mío.
For me, Puerto Rican guys are really, really gay or really, really straight. Right. There's no in between for Puerto Rican guys. You can't play with a Puerto Rican guy's ass if he thinks that he's not gay.
Why don't you like white guys?
I just prefer dark skin.
That doesn't make anyone racist. Whatever you're
turned on to, you're turned
on.
I'm just asking.
No, all right. Since we're on lip service, I could be honest. I like the way black dick looks.
You like it's the color of it.
I like the color of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I really like
the color. What if it's a white guy, but his penis is a darker brown?
Like, even the lighter skinned guys that I've been with have a darker penis. You know, I like dark.
What if it's a white guy with a darker penis?
Yeah. Well,
what if the hue?
You know,
is
I might be into that.
Right. Give me about 3 weeks in a tanning salon. I'll come back to you.
I'm gonna put sunblock over everything but my.
I can't say that I'm not attracted to white guys because there's a lot of white guys that I think are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Are white guys faster? You think to eat pussy and everything? Because that's the rumor.
I'll say it one more time now.
They say white guys are faster to eat pussy.
I love eating. I
think from my personal experience, white guys are more open sexually.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephanie, Gigi, we're going to take a little break from the action so I can tell you about a new advertiser on the show. It's Poprageous. It's designed and manufactured in LA. Poprageous is a printed apparel brand that specializes in premium leggings and other high quality printed apparel. They have swimsuits, dresses, tops, and socks. Y'all saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw your eggplant leggings. I want some.
Listen, those I'm wearing on Friday because it's Eggplant Friday and I want to really encourage people, you know, to show their own eggplants. But specifically, Poprageous offers leggings and other printed apparel that's inspired by art, pop culture, and the internet, always celebrating the current cultural zeitgeist. They offer tons of different prints and colors to choose from, covering everything from the Oregon Trail to emojis to grumpy cats. Y'all saw the new emojis?
No, yes. I don't got them. I didn't update my phone.
You have to update your phone. Is there like a middle finger? And
I'm so glad they got that middle finger.
There's so many new emojis.
Well, these leggings are the perfect conversation piece for that next party you go to. And they also offer everyday designs for that day-to-day outfit. They also have good Halloween costumes if you have a chance to go look at Poprageous. All right. The leggings are very comfortable. Stephanie, you wear leggings every day.
Yeah, I want these leggings. I'm going online to look at this right now.
They use only the highest quality performance fabric. It's moisture wicking, so your vagina won't get all sweaty and funky. And it has a curve hugging fit, which makes them perfect for the gym. Because Gigi, you be in that gym.
Yes, and I just want to be comfortable while I'm in my leggings. So.
All right. Well,
I love leggings. I wear them every day.
I love leggings. You know what's great? When I get up and go to work in the morning, I don't have to worry about ironing anything.
Exactly.
It's thicker than average leggings, so they're still breathable because you got to let it breathe. So you never have to worry about them being see-through, unless you want it to, all right? Now, they were nice enough to send me the Almond Blossom Skater dress. I love it. It's cute, and you can check it out on their website, poprageous.com. So I told you already, they got some cute Halloween costumes. You can be the evil twin cat suit, or you can have the body cam dress. It's a really smart idea. So go to poprageous.com, use code Angela. You get 20% off your entire first purchase and free U.S. shipping. That is poprageous.com, and use code Angela. You get 20% off your entire first order and free shipping.
You know what? I love any girl that I date that pushes the boundaries, that wants to do things. I'm like, all right, well, let's try this. I'm a big fan of that.
Okay. Like, try this, like what?
Well, the one time I said no, I was dating this really beautiful blonde chick, and she not only wanted to fuck me with a strap on, which I said no, but she also wanted me to wear stockings and high heels. And I said
hell
no to that.
No. She was hell no.
And her name was John. No, I'm just about to. No, that was too much for me.
Wait,
I couldn't do it.
She wanted to fuck you with a strap on? How do you even approach somebody?
Yeah, she was a wild chick, really wild. But her only job in life for the first like 6 months we were dating was finding other girls for me to have sex with, which was amazing. So I almost felt like obligated.
Right.
Like, this girl bought me so much vagina.
She was like a wing woman.
But I just, when she threw in the stocking, I said, you know, I just couldn't do it.
She was a wing woman.
Yeah, she was more than a wing woman, because she was involved. Oh. So she was like the best wing woman on the planet.
Cool.
What if she was like, I just want you, like, while you're having sex with me, to suck on this dildo?
I could do that. That's fine. It doesn't make me gay.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm glad he's very open. Like,
she said, oh, shit.
What?
What's gay about that? I'll suck on a pen. I'll suck on a both of them.
If that's what you want, baby.
It means nothing.
Right here, second.
No, I did a girl used to want to do like S&M nonsense with me, you know, which I find hilarious. That you're, oh my God, I'm tied to a bed. You know, there's no danger,
right?
But if it makes you happy, I'll do it. You know?
No, but you know, it's very refreshing to meet a man who's, you know, not insecure about his sexuality.
Well, thank you, darling.
That's very refreshing.
Does it help that I'm half Spanish? Hello there.
Hey. You might have a shot.
So where does it stand now for you, Ralph? What's the goals now in relationships? What is going to make you want to settle down? What does a woman have to have?
In the beginning of dating, like when I always believe this. The first 3 months of dating someone is infatuation land.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
the honeymoon period.
Yeah, they all pretend they're great. They all think everything's awesome.
Only 3 months?
Three to 4 months is the zone before I would say, okay, I'm going to date you exclusively. That first 3 or 4 months, we're just casually dating.
Yeah, and that's before you start arguing.
Right. Everything at that point, I just almost started dating this chick. We'd only been hanging out. We went
almost
out once.
Almost started.
I'd say we went out once. We hung out a couple of times. And then she flipped out on me for something that she saw on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
That I went on a date with a girl 4 months ago.
Mm. And so she was going backtrack.
And freaked out on me. So I don't speak to her anymore, because that's crazy. You're a crazy person.
That's a bad indication. Has she been hitting you up, trying to speak to you?
Yes, I don't respond to texts at all anymore.
Wow. Is there anything she could do to
nothing. No, it's not worth it.
Like, she couldn't be like, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing.
I was about to get my period. No, I had PMS.
No, it was too crazy.
Normally, I don't act like that.
I would say this. If you want to just have sex, I will do that. And I will be flat out about that.
Right.
But if you
want... You are a trooper, Ralph.
I'm not going to date you. I'm not going to do it. You're too crazy. I don't want that. It's an indication of what's to come. I dated a girl once for 3 or 4 months. On the fourth month, I found out she was married.
Whoa.
She hid it for 4 months. And I slept at her house.
Oh, shit.
Where was her husband?
They
were separated, correct?
No.
How did you find out she was married?
Because all of a sudden, I got a call from a guy that says, you're fucking my wife. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, and you were like, no, not
I didn't go to the cops. He knew my name. He knew where I worked.
Damn, she was sloppy.
About me. I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah,
so
she was sloppy.
Three or four months, that's my minimum. The girl needs to be bi. Mm-hmm. The girl needs to be up for anal once in a while, not always. And once we get past that, if we go to 6 months, 8 months, I'm all about being serious. I'd love to commit.
Have to be bi? Because you have to have threesomes?
I would say that my chances of cheating are going to diminish immensely. If she brings girls in and enjoys it. If she's doing it for me, I had a threesome 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two girls that were literally lying on the bed next to each other, not doing anything with each other.
They just,
I would fuck one, fuck the other. This one blow me, this one blow me. It wasn't fun. It was just fucking two girls.
I don't know, it kind of sounded like fun.
That's the only kind of threesome that I've ever been
in. Did that sound terrible to anyone? I mean,
it's not fun. No. You want one girl to
Everyone has to be involved.
You want one girl to
You guys, does that sound like not fun?
Look,
is it fun?
She sucked my dick. I fucked her.
But is it as fun as you fucking one girl while the other girl's going down on the other?
No,
that's fun. Two girls blowing you at once. That's fun.
No, I had a threesome and I wasn't involved with the other girl, but she was eating my pussy and
fucking
dick.
That's pretty involved. But were you doing it for the guy?
Involved.
Or were you doing it because you're like,
we were just drunk.
Every girl's a drunk lesbian. I'm a firm
believer. I didn't go down on her or kiss her ill. I don't like girls.
See, that to me it's a turnoff if I feel that the girl's doing it to try and make me happy.
And I wasn't doing it to try to make my man happy. I was just doing it because she was like giving me like awesome hat. Like it was really good.
All right, well, that's fine.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck it.
Can't argue with that one.
Okay.
But then, like,
Baby,
for
you
sure,
fuck her too. Fuck
I would
it.
Imagine if I fall in love, we get married, she has a kid. I would think at that point when we have a child that I probably wouldn't have that many threesomes.
Just a few.
Just once in a while. For my
holidays.
Can she be with the woman when you're not around?
You know what you want.
She can be with the woman I'm not around. If I can be with the woman she's not around. That's fair.
That is fair.
So what about having the other woman like live with you?
I think it's hard to pull off, but if it happens, it happens. I had a girl say to me once when I said, you know, she said, what I do with a woman is different than what you do with a woman. So it's not fair So I said, okay, I'll do with a woman what you do with a woman. Is that fair? And that didn't happen either.
What if she's like, okay, I'm down to do this stuff with other women, but every now and then I need to fuck another guy?
No, and I'll tell you why. It's very logical. If you're getting enjoyment, if you're truly bisexual and you're getting enjoyment from being with a girl, I'm not getting enjoyment with the dude in the room. So it's not fair.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You never want to watch?
No, it doesn't turn me on. Some guys it does. And I always say this.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes. I did a swapping once with another couple.
Like a swingers type of thing.
Yeah. And I didn't, it was like, to me, it was just silly. I couldn't do that with a girl I cared about. It was some girl I didn't care about.
Yeah, I've been there before.
I think it would be weird.
Situation, but I tried to have a threesome with my guy and someone that I was really close friends with. And then I just.
It was awkward.
Yeah, I love him too much for that.
And I also think this is what's interesting.
And it's got to be somebody that you don't really.
So there are two dudes in the room and there are like five or six girls in the room, right? I bet you if you ask the dudes. If your girl is bisexual, would that be a good or bad? Both guys are going to say yes. But if you ask the girls in the room, your guy's going to be bisexual. maybe 80% or 90% are going to say no.
Right. Well, you know,
That's just how the cookie
crumbles. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I think that you want a girl to be bisexual, but you don't want to because you don't get any enjoyment from a guy in the room. It's just not fair. If the girl said to me, look, once a year I want to fuck another dude, but you can just go fuck another girl and that's just how it is, that's fine.
I'm just traditional.
Yeah, me too. I feel like
I can't be with a guy if he's with another woman. Neither. I don't do threesomes or all of that. It's got to be just
fine.
Me and you.
Let's say it's an understanding.
Yeah, I feel like the guy that's going to be with me in a serious relationship needs to have that out of his system already. You used to get threesomes.
There
you don't
is
get
no
threesomes
right or wrong
no
when it comes
no,
to
it's
sex.
Your thing.
On a scale from 1 to 10, if you're a 1 and I'm a 9, we would never get along.
Right.
But if we're both 5 to 7, we're probably going to get along. If we're both 1 and 2, we're going
to
get along.
No, I think, and I don't think it'll be very hard for you to find someone because you're very honest about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of females are fine with it.
A lot of women wish that we had a guy as honest as you.
Yeah,
no,
I'm,
because
I'm
at least he's saying
don't
at the door where
situation.
He wants. I want some
going,
anal.
Like even
I want to have threesomes. Thank you. I want, you know, like, this is what I want. And this is, whoever's going to be serious with me is going to have to agree with this. Like, are you bisexual? No. Okay, we can't be serious.
Right. We can have fun, but
we
we're not going to be serious.
We have a good time together, but we can't be serious.
Absolutely. I've never, in my adult life, I've never lied to a girl to get laid. It just, there's no reason for it. There's enough women in the universe.
It's too easy.
That you can go elsewhere.
Do you ever feel like there was one that got away?
Yes, I do. There's one specific one. Had a very unique name. So if I say it, there's probably not many of these girls in the world. Her name's Tavona. And it was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. Tavona. The weird thing was this. For the 6 months that we were dating, all she ever said to me was that she did not want to have a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants to have fun. She wants to enjoy it. We had threesomes together. She was beautiful. It was a party time. And every time we were together, she would always say, I just want to keep it lighthearted. I don't want to have it. But everything about her was, to me, incredible. I would have definitely dated this girl seriously. After about 6 months, she broke up with me because I never asked her to be my girlfriend.
What?
And I was like, that just doesn't make
you
any
know
fucking
we don't communicate
sense.
Well.
Because you clearly told me that's
bad.
Not what you want.
Right. And then she said, well, you should have known that I was just saying that to make you happy.
Right. Because women feel like men don't want relationships, so we have to act like we don't want relationships because we don't want to scare you
and
away.
I think nowadays, because this was like 10 years ago, now as I'm a little older, I think I would have been smart enough to realize that maybe that I should at least pitch it out there because I was so into it as this woman. I was trying to be too cool and too cool for the room that I'm not going to act like I really like this girl.
But I mean, you know what? You was just going off of what she was saying.
I agree, but I still feel like
they always tell you that.
Guarded.
If somebody tells you something, listen to it.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
like, I'm now
I agree
at the
with
point,
that too.
A lot of times you meet a girl and she goes, oh, I'm crazy. When a girl
she's
says that,
I'm
fucking
I'm
out
crazy.
The door.
Hello.
Just so you know, but guys like crazy girls. Let's keep
you
it
think.
Real.
I host this cruise every year. I host two like rock and roll music cruises, which is like 3,000 or 4,000 people on a boat with 10 bands.
Nice.
And it's crazy. But I was going with this girl that I barely knew. And she kept saying to me, I'm a little crazy, I'm a little wild. And I'm like, all right, this is going to be fun. Let's do this.
Gangbang on the boat.
Yes. Shoots a day two where I couldn't find her. And I look, and she is literally naked, wrapped in toilet paper, screaming, wah! And I had to remove her from my room, removed her from, like, because I have a credit card that all the...
She was embarrassing your ass.
And I told the guy that puts the cruise together, you can throw her off the boat if you have to, because she's no longer part of me.
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, no, it's too much.
Oh, my God.
And I'm hosting
the
boat.
She warned you.
Yeah, I'm hosting the boat. I'm representing my brand. It was a little too much.
The toilet paper was...
For me, when I first got with a guy, I'm like, you know, once we're boyfriend and girlfriend, I have to let you know that I'm a little crazy. I'm going to get your name tattooed. I'm a little annoying.
I'm annoying.
Like, bother you a lot. So just prepare yourself.
And they're fine with it.
And they're totally fine with it. They love it.
Yeah, but
love
also, guys, love because you're a hot chick, guys are going to just say yes to everything.
Like, yeah, I'm telling you.
I'll change
it. Like, with my last boyfriend, I'll be like, oh, I see. I told you I was annoying. And he'll be like, baby, I love that you're annoying.
Yeah, fast forward to 6 months from now. Let's see what happens.
But that's no, seriously. No, I would annoy him, but... You know, he loved me, so it didn't matter, you know?
Now, Ref, you also did this whole thing about social media and, like, how to represent yourself on social media.
For
dating. Okay, have you met a lot of women?
I meet only women online. Because here's the thing. I'm a very large man, almost 6'6". I'm a little terrifying in person, mm-hmm. right? So I don't do well in a social situation.
I would think that would make you stand out. Women love tall men.
I'm like Frankenstein-y. I'm not like cool.
Don't women love tall men though?
I'm too tall.
I'm too tall and too big.
No, that's not. I think that's
no, you're fine.
Like I've had stories where people, like one time I went into a men's bathroom mm-hmm. and a guy literally peed all over himself to cover up and get the fuck out of the room
because
he didn't want to be near me. Okay.
Every time
I walk into like a bar or a restaurant, I hear people going, holy shit, look at that dude.
Because right.
I'm almost 6'6". I'm a big dude, you know? So I know that I have this imposing figure.
Mm-hmm.
I do better meeting women online.
Right.
And because of that, I've perfected ways to meet chicks online.
Now, you said men shouldn't take selfies.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I kind of agree with that because selfies are a little weird for men. When it's cool when girls do it because we've been in here taking selfies all day.
Yeah.
No, but, I know that.
But selfies were born for us.
But when guys take selfies, it's like weird. You know what's the worst? When they take a picture in the mirror.
It's
like,
so gay.
The mirror picture is terrible.
It is gay.
The mirror selfie is better than the like forward camera facing selfie.
It's all terrible.
I think the worst male selfie is when male plus one friend.
First of all, I always say this. If you're with someone,
your boys.
It's not a selfie. Selfie means self. With someone else, it's at very least it's a groupie.
Ussie. Right. It's a groupie shot.
Groupie
or an ussie if it's two people. Two people is ussie.
It's a ussie.
Right. Ussie. Now, you also said you shouldn't take pictures with women, like just one woman.
Yeah, my brother is very funny. I have a twin brother, but we look nothing alike. He's 5'7".
He's 5'7".
And a crazy note, I said I'm 45. I was born New Year's Eve. He was born 4 minutes later, January 1st, New Year's Day. So we're twins, different days,
different years,
different decades.
Yeah, that's
first time
I've
ever
had.
That's crazy.
We look nothing alike, but he always puts up pictures with a girl.
Right.
And not like a group, him and a girl, different girls.
Right.
And I think it definitely affects his dating attractability.
Right. He's like, he's a player.
Absolutely, it does. Because I, when I'm dating a guy, I don't want him in a picture with any girl.
Right.
And if I meet a guy and I see that he's in pictures with a lot of girls, it's an automatic, he's lost at least a lot of points.
And any girl that you're attracting when you have all those photos is probably not a girl you want to date seriously.
Right. Like, okay, he gets with the ladies, so you know.
It's one thing if you're looking for a girl just to have fun with, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a girl to be serious with and she sees you in a photo with 30 girls, like a weekend with this girl somewhere, a weekend with that girl somewhere, if you are a girl that finds that attractive,
then
you're not looking for anything serious.
Now, how do you meet women on, like, what tips would you give to these guys?
This is my number one trick. No, I'd say tip, trick, whatever you want to call it.
True.
And it works so well. And I'm going to say, I don't know if you guys are single. Are you guys single? Both single? Okay, good. So you use Tinder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tinder is looked at as for creeps. If you're a single
that's
girl,
a whole,
you're on Tinder.
Trying to hook up.
People looking at you like, oh my God, what a fucking creeper. You're just trying to fuck me, right? But that being said, everyone's on Tinder. At least once they signed in just to check it out. Okay, so that's a given.
I've never been on Tinder.
Right. Anybody?
Give it 3 months. We'll see what happens. Okay. Once you have to get a new
tattoo. But I do have friends on Tinder, and I'll go look just to see what's happening.
So,
you do?
I do have friends on there.
There
I mean,
we go.
No. My best friend is on Tinder, too.
There you go. So what happens is Tinder will show you your common friends on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
right? So what you do is you don't swipe right on them on Tinder, which means you like them. You find them on Facebook. Now you know they're single. Right. You add them on Facebook. Don't swipe right on Tinder. Then you know they're single. And if they add you, you're in. Right. It's over. You're done. Like, hey. You know she's single. She's looking. She doesn't know you found her on Tinder. You just say it on Facebook. Hey, I saw we had some common friends. I thought I'd add you.
Is it intimidating, like women who have too many followers?
No, I don't give a shit about that. Because some people are just trying to make, you know, Insta-famous nonsense. Mm-hmm. But I would say that your likelihood of, if you look at a girl on Instagram, she has 10,000 followers, she's probably adding you because she just wants more followers.
Right. 10,001, you know? Baby.
Exactly. But that trick has worked for me so many times. And then also, if you don't have...
That's good advice.
If you don't have common
friends...
Add me
on Facebook, and then that's a little bit
different.
If you
find me on Tinder, don't add me. Don't swipe right me. Because
then we're creeps.
Just go add me on Facebook.
And you think it's a real connection.
I don't have Facebook or Tinder.
Wow, so you're the wrong person to ask. But
so no one can find me on Facebook.
Then let's say that you're not on Facebook.
There's some fake accounts.
I got a lot of fake accounts.
Very often, girls will put their Instagram account linked to their Tinder, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to their Instagram, it's very common that they will put their full name underneath their Tinder, their Instagram name. So then you just look up that name on Facebook and add that. And it works so often, it's ridiculous.
Wow. So there's some tips. So don't just go straight on Tinder and go for the kill.
You guys got Tinder? Do you guys have Tinder? You have Tinder?
Oh, Jason has nothing, okay?
How do you not have Facebook? Is this 1986? What's going on?
No, I have it. I just don't use it. I don't even really
I use all my.
But here's the thing. You're younger. How old are you?
I should have a Facebook.
No way. Jesus Christ.
Looking great.
You're
looking
20 years younger
here.
Than me. That fucking kills me. God damn it.
Well, listen, we had a great time with you. I think I learned a lot today. Did y'all learn a lot?
I did.
About honesty?
Oh. Yes. Very
I wish
refreshing.
More men were
I'm
going
to say this. One thing. I'm holding all three of you to this. If we don't go to a black strip
club.
No, we're taking you.
Before the end of the year.
We got 2 months.
I promise.
All right? We're going to, I don't want everyone to come.
Where should we take him?
You guys should come to Vanity Grand. That might be a little bit too much.
Okay, she works at the one in Philly. We'll go to that one.
That's too far. It's got to be New York.
We're taking a trip to Philly.
Yeah, Sin City. I think the one in the Bronx, Sin City, is the best. You'll get a good meal and you could sit in like a chair.
No, but you're familiar with that place, right? So we can all go there. It's closer.
Yeah, I'll take you guys.
But I'm down to take a little field trip to Vanity. I've never been to New York.
If I'm getting laid in the champagne room, I'll go to Philly.
I can probably set that up for you.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to Philly, baby.
I'm riding with you.
Listen, if Luke got his dick stuck in the champagne room, then I'm sure you can get your dick in the champagne room.
Oh, thank God.
And ladies, his penis is darker than the rest of his body.
I'm going to be tanning from now till we go. Are you kidding me?
We're taking a little break to let y'all know about poprageous.com.
Yay, I love leggings.
I know, and they have the cutest leggings. You can get 20% off your first order and free shipping. They actually specialize in leggings at Poprageous. They're stylish and they're functional. They also have hundreds of different styles, so there's no way you're going to run out, you know? Gigi, you should get some for yourself and for your daughter, for Minnie G.
Yeah, Minnie G would probably love some with the Tetris or the emojis on them.
Yeah, they have Pac-Man, they have emojis, they have Tetris, a whole lot more. Go to poprageous.com, that's poprageous.com, and use code Angela at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping.
Beat that.
Yay.
Guys love to peel those leggings off you, too.
Guys love leggings.
You can wear them with sneakers, wear them with shoes.
You can dress them up, dress leggings. Them down.
And you can show your camel toe.
And that fat ass.
You know.
All right, I want to say a couple of quick things.
Okay,
one,
right
it's I am Ralph Sutton on mm-hmm. social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, everywhere else is I am Ralph Sutton Twitter.
Okay.
And also the SDR show, please listen, thestrshow.com.
Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll,
Sex,
baby.
Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, or my radio show, The Tour Bus, at thetourbus.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this, thank you girls so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming.
I feel like I learned a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is one of the great ones.
I'm going to try and get in all your pants later.
No.
Sounds like an orgy.
Guys, we're going to film that movie. Shot.
And then you're gonna say, "Hey, I was high. I don't know what
I
blacked out.
Somebody give me a pill, real quick.
And some vodka.
You're like, hey, Ralph Sutton, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you."